We are learning with Tekhlas Yuma Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Aleichem Ishim Ekra. It's a Torah talking. The Torah says, I am calling to the Ishim. I'm calling to the Ishim. Who are the Ishim? It sounds like it's like an Ish or an Isha. Which one is this? Amra Brachia, Elu Tamid Chamim. These are Tamid Chamim, Shadoimim Lenoshim. They are similar to Noshim in that they're very soft spoken and they're not strong, but they are mighty like men, which the Rasha means they're lekovish as Yitzron, like it says Ezu Giba lekovish as Yitzron. So therefore, they're called Ishim. They're really Ish, but they're a little bit like an Isha. If you want to do nisach hayayin, you should fill the throats of the chum with wine. And ishim is lashon carbon. It's lashon carbon. Isha, so you want to fill the Talmud Chacham's throat with wine. So they asked Akasha, isn't ishim a carbon? It could be meat also. So it says that the derech is not a derech of a Talmud Chacham to buy expensive wine, so therefore wine more meat is a thing. If someone sees that Torah is not being mekuyim by his children, Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham. So Pop Talmud Chacham means he should marry another wife, a Bas Talmud Chacham. Shenema Miyaskin Baretz Shroshoi, if his roots get old, Uva Afa Yomiz Gizoi, and his sprouts are dying, Meriach Mayim, which is a Lashon of Mayim, is a Lashon of Torah, Meriach Mayim, which is a wife who smells the water, Bas Talmud Chacham, Yafriach Ba'oisa Katsu Kamaynata. Then it'll regrow, have a rebirth of, and they'll have Tamid Chamim for children. That's one shot. Other Mepharshim say it means that he should marry off his son to Bas Talmud Chacham, and therefore the son will start learning. If the wife is a Bas Talmud Chacham, then the son will start learning because his wife will want him to learn, and therefore his children will become Tamid Chamim. It says at the end of the Mishnah, Yom Tov Yoisa Lo'ayavav, that he made a Yom Tov, he made a Suda for his friends if he came out of the Beis HaMikdash B'Shalom. Tanu Rabbanan, Mais V'Koyin Gadol Acha Echad Shiyotzu Beis HaMikdash. The Koyin Gadol, after Yom Kippur, he made it out of the Beis HaMikdash and went through the whole Yom Kippur fine. V'Avaz D'Kulam V'Asrei, the whole Klal Yisrael came, the whole Olam came to greet him and give him a Shkoyach. Kivin the Chazinu Shmaya Vavatalya, and the two Rosh Shivas, when the people saw Shmaya Vavatalya were there, Shavkul the day, they left the Kohen Gadol, Va'azli Basha Shmaya Vavatalya, and they went to greet Shmaya Vavatalya, and that bothered the Kohen Gadol a little bit. So, Lo Soif, when they're about to leave the Kiddush, also Shmaya Vavatalya, and Lafturimine, so Shmaya Vavatalya went to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol. Lafturimine Kohen Gadol, Amalei, so the Kohen Gadol wasn't happy, so he started to make fun of them. Shmaya Vavatalya, we know, were Enoch Lechfam Geirim, from Samcheirev, Samcheirev Harosha, they were Enikloch. Omole, Yesu bnei Am el Shalom. Let the people from the Amim. Omolehem, Yesu bnei Am el Shalom. Let the Shmaya v'Avtalya, which are the children of the Goyim, you guys go back, fellow Goyim, go back el Shalom. Omolei, so he said back to them. Omolei, he said back to the Kohen Gadol, Yesu bnei Am el Shalom, the Avdin of the Aron. Let the bnei Amim, the sons of the nation, who at least do the mice of Aaron, which are right of Shalom, lo yesim net bar Aaron, and a bar Aaron, lo Shalom, shnako lo Shalom, lo avdav the Aaron. And the Kohen Gadol does not do the mice of Aaron, which is right of Shalom. It's better we who do mice of Aaron, and maybe we're not such good yichas, better than you who have good yichas, but you don't do mice of Aaron, we're better than you. So first of all, a few points here. First of all, Shemaya, what?
What does it mean?
No, they didn't do it. Ovda Aaron means Roid of Shalom. It says, it's better us, who are the sons of nations, who are doing the Maisa of Aaron, which is Roid of Shalom, better than you, who is Enik Aaron. You don't even follow your ancestors. You're not Roid of Shalom. Now, first of all, Shemaya v'Avtalion were at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about here, this Kohen Gadol obviously wasn't the biggest Tzaddik, because at the end of the Beis HaMikdash said they weren't the biggest Tzaddikim. So that's why everyone went to greet the Shemaya v'Avtalion, who was the Dalai Adar. He was just basically, Kohen Gadol usually was just a figurehead who is like the in charge. But you see for me, another misconception that the Olam has is that there was less than 300 Kahanim. There was, in less than 300 years, there's more than 300 Kahanim. It's not pshat they died every day in Yom Kippur. It's not they died. They died within the year, or sometimes to a year. But the Kippur, they died a few months after Yom Kippur. They didn't dafka die in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like this phantom medrash about their string, which is not really a medrash. It's maybe a zoyar. They're not sure. They haven't found it yet. they haven't found it yet, where they pull someone out with a string. It's not factual. It's not Adina de Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it anywhere. They didn't dafka die. There's one story in the Gemara, we had Chovan Beis, where a Malach came and gave him a punch on the head and killed him. But it wasn't that they get killed every single year in the Kodesh HaKadosh. It was nerve-wracking. It was just a thing like that. But that's not that everyone, every year, the Kohen died in the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's not, the Raya is in the Gemara right here. Shemayim Avtalik, after he was alive, after him Kippur. Right here is the Raya. Here's another Raya. This is plenty of Raya. There's another one right here that this is the fact. Now, also, why were they called Raya of Shalom? Where do you see they were right of Shalom, Shmai Vavtayim? If anything, you find there's one good line over here that they said against Kohen Gadol. Teretz is, they came to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol. Even they came, like, even though they were the Roshivas, they came to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol. They were right of Shalom. That's what Ben Yehuda says. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek before we get to Perek Yom Kippur. The last Mishnah about the Avodas Yom Kippurim and about the Avodah B'chlal. Kohen Gadol, Mishamish V'shmoyin Kalim. This mission is not going to talk about the Avodah, only about the clothing they wore, the big dekuna. Kohen Gadol Mishamish Shmoyin Kalim. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 clothing when he does Avodah, Vahedit Baraba. The head wears 4 clothing. What are the 4 clothing of the Kohen Hedit? Because Sinus, that's like the shirt, it's not really a shirt, it's like a big robe. Omech Nasayim, the pants, with Snefes is a hat. Vahavnet, and Vahavnet is the gartel. The, what? Yeah, yeah, Vahavnet. Moisif Alav. So the Avnet, so Moshe wants a little speak out on Avnet. Avnet was 32 amas long, like it says in the Rambam. 32 amas long. Picture that Avnet. That's a garakal. Moshe falav, Kohen Gadol, Choshen ve'efoid umi'il v'tzitz. Kohen Gadol has 4 other, more begadim, Choshen ve'efoid umi'il, and the tzitz, the Choshen is on the breastplate, the efoid is like a little sinar, it's called, like an apron, umi'il v'tzitz. These are 4 more begadim, like it says in Parashat Tetzaveh. Be'elu neshalom b'urim v'tumim. If you want to ask a Kohen Gadol a question from the Urim v'tumim, he has to wear all shmoyin begadim. Be'ein neshalom el lemelach v'la'av bezin l'mishat tzibur tzarech boy. You only let to ask the Urim v'tumim a shaila that's the gay for the king, or the av bezin, or l'mishat tzibur tzarech loy, or something that needs a tzarech tzibur, but a private agenda is not allowed to be asked from the Urim V'tumim. So the Gemara. First Gemara is going to talk about how many threads were, each thread was kufal a certain amount of time. We'll see different drushes. And that's how the clothing was made with a certain amount of threads and the all different cheshbainis, different begadim. And the Gemara is first say a braisa, and then the Gemara will go through every single one. Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim Shinam V'Sheish. Any one of the begadim that, or if the preiches as well, that has in it sheish, which is linen, any beggar that has within it linen, chutan kaval shisha, means all the threads that are included are all doubled over by 6. Kaval shisha, 6 times. Mashar, if it says in the pasuk mashar does not say sheish, then it means shmoina. If it says mashar without the word sheish, then it means shmoina, 8 times. Me'il, shneimah. So we'll see the me'il was 12, the threads were 12 times. And pareiches was esim rabba. The pareiches altogether was 24 the threads. And chayshev efer esim v'shmoina. Chayshev efer 28. Like it says in Rashi and Chumash. But we'll wait to see the Gemara explain it to us. Okay. So the Gemara. Chaton kafal shisha. Chuton kafal shisha. Each chut was doubled over by 6. Menolon, how do we know? The Amakros, that's in the Pasuk. Vayasu esak asoynis sheish. You make the kasoynis, the Pasuk in Pekudei. Vayasu esak asoynis sheish. The kasoynis was made with sheish, which is linen. Vesamat stefes sheish. That's number 2 times sheish. Vesparek boyas sheish. The hat was made with sheish. Vesmechnisei ha-bud sheish. That's 2 times sheish, because bad means linen, and sheish means linen. Mazdar. Chamisha kroy ksivit. It says 5 times sheish in the pasuk. 5 times linen. Because it says ksoina sheish is 1, stefes sheish is 2, parek boya sheish is 3, michnesei habad is 4, and sheish is 5. So 5 times it says linen. Why need 5 times linen? Just say 1 time linen. Where it says cha the gufe. One teaches that it has to be linen. The kistan inu nehava. That has to be linen. Vechache kutan chutakav shisha. The second one is teach us that each chut is doubled over by 6. I moishi, how you know it's 6? Maybe it's doubled by 8. From the extra word, how do you know it's double over by 6? Teretz is sheish means 6. That's what I mean. That's Rosh Hashanah. The Chad Shiyu Shizurim. The third one is that it should be together, all spun together, the six threads. The Chad Shar Begadim Shloim Nevashesh. The next one, the fourth one, is to teach us certain begadim doesn't say sheish in the parasha, that also has to be spun with six threads. The Chad La'akev. And the fifth one is to teach us that it's Ma'akev. So very good. That's what we know the halachas. My mashma, how do you know sheish means linen? Sheish means linen, means six. Sheish means linen. My mashma is sheish kisnehu. Om Rav Yisi Rav Chanino, because it says in the pasuk, bad sheish. It says, bad sheish. We say bad sheish. So you see, bad means, bad and sheish are the same thing. And we know, bad means linen. Om Rav Yisi Rav Chanino, Dom HaKra, bad, it says in the pasuk, bad. And that means, bad, the bad, of Dava Oilam and Akarka, bad, bad. Something that grows from the ground as a single strand. And the way linen grows, there's a flax seeds. It grows in a stalk, and the stalk does not have branches. You get the flax seeds out of the stalk itself, which is not like the usual plant. The usual plant has like branches and leaves coming out of branches. Here, it's the stalk itself. Right, the Gemara, Rashi says there's two plants that grow like that, canvas and flax. Tais has a kasha, so why isn't canvas good also? So Tais has two terutzim. Either he says canvas taka is good, or he says that canvas is it says begadim, and you don't make begadim out of canvas. Stam begadim is semer or pishtin, so it has to be one or the other one. So we know it's not semer because it's not bad. But the Gemara's kasha is maybe it is. Ve'ema amra, maybe it is semer. Semer also grows out of the animal as one single strand. So I want to amra sule mifzula. It splits in half. Frank the Gemara, kista nami of tula mifzul. Kista also, the flax also splits into different threads. So we know, kistna agav lakuse mafzul. Only when you bang it does it split. Mashenke, the wool, that splits even without banging it. So the first makar that sheish means linen is, because it says bat. Ravina ma different makar. Ravina ma hacha. It says in the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, pari pishtim yu ha-reisham. You wear the hat out of pishtim, out of linen, u'michnasei pishtim yu ha-masneim, and you wear the pants out of pishtim. So we know that says pari sheish and michnasayim sheish ba'as. So since the Yecheskel says it means pishtim, we know it means pishtim. Only of Ashi, ha-makami does Yecheskel mar amra. Before Yecheskel came along, had we noticed. Frate Mar Kasha, what's the big deal? Tameich, hodam ha-machista, there's a certain halacha that someone who's an oral is now do avayda. And if someone is a mumar, he can't do avoda. Where's the makar in the Torah for that? You know any makar in the Torah for that, Moshe? Is that in a parasha? No, it's not. It's l'tavech. Oh, davar chista davar zem taras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lemanu. The following thing we did not learn from taras Moshe, but there be cheskel and buzi lemanu. What's the pasuk says by in the cheskel? Kol ben nechar ara leiv va'ara basa lo yavel mikdash. Don't come into the base mikdash to do avoda. So we learn from here that Oral Leiv, which is a Mumar, and Oral Basar, which is someone who doesn't have a Mila, they can't do it. Before Yecheskel came, who told you now to do Avoida? El Gemara and Gemirle, they knew it. They had a Kabbalah. This was the Halacha. Yecheskel then made it a Pasuk, a Smachta. Here also, Gemara and Gemirle, they knew it was Pishta, they knew it was linen. Yecheskel made a Pasuk. So Akapanim, we just established now the Drasha that you need every thread to be six threads woven together, spun together, and that sheish means linen. We said another halacha in the Braisa. When it says the word mashdar, it means shmoina. It means it's spun with eight threads. But it doesn't say sheish in this pasuk. So what are we talking about? Manala. The Chassid says in the pasuk that you put on the bottom of ma'il bells and these little like balls. It was called remoinim. It was made out of techeles, which is blue wool. Argamon is purple wool. But the last shani is red wool. Mazdar. It says mazdar. So mazdar means eight. So if it's three types of wool that are, each one is eight threads, how many is that all together? 24. So how do you know it was eight? How do you know it was eight? Who said mazdar means eight? Dr. Gemara, Yalav, mazdar, mepreiches. By Pareches, it says in the parasha of Pareches, it says Mashdar there, and there it says Sheish also, and there it says four different type of materials. There it says four different materials. So there it says Malahalon Esvarba is 24 altogether. Why? Four materials, and it says Sheish there is one of the four materials. So if you have four materials and one of them is Sheish, how much is it altogether? 24. 4 times 6 is 24. So just like there, Mashdar means 24. Afkana Sarva Haba. And if you do 24 now, divided by 3, is how much? 8. Davakol chad v'chad, tamne, is 8. That's how you know it's 8. Frekti marakash, avneil v'choshen v'eifoit. V'choshen eifoit also says the law of Shemashzar. V'choshen eifoit is like this. This is a choshen mishpat ma'ase choshen k'ma'ase eifoit ha'asenu. Zahav is 1, tcheles, 2, argaman 3, flashani 4, v'sheish, it says 5, sheish. Sheish, you know, always means 6. And it says mashzar. Beer is 28. How wide is 28? Because the four threads are all 6 and the zav goes with each one. That's why it's 28. Akapana, mashzar means 28. So maybe 6 each, 24, and plus four, each one has a strand of zav. So altogether 28. So if mashzar means 28, learn out to hear, it means 28. So maybe by the shulei hama'il, the remainim are 28. Malahalan Esimishmaina, Afkan Esimishmaina. How do you know learn Moshe from Parechas? That's 24, and therefore each thread is 8 times. Maybe it's 28 altogether. So, Donam Davos Lenema by Zav, Davos Lenema by Zav. Learn out something that doesn't have Zav from something that doesn't have Zav, which is Parechas and Remainim. And don't learn out, Lafuka Chosh Beifa, Shemba by Zav, besides Chosh Beifa that has Zav. Right tomorrow, Adarabba, Donam Beged Me Beged, Lafuke Parechas Dailu. You learn out Beged from a Beged, the Remainim are on a Beged, and Chosh Beifa is a Beged, Mashenk and Parechas is a part of a building. So, why do I learn out from Parechas? Someone says, you're right, I'm not going to learn out from Parechas. You know where I learn out from? From Avne. El donim ma'avnet. V'donim beged, v'dovas lo'na bo'izav, v'beged dovas lo'na bo'izav. By avnet it says, that you have avnet that has the four minim, and which is altogether makes it 24, and it says there mashzar, so you learn from there that it's altogether 24. And back to here, 24 divided by 3 is 8. So you learn out beged v'dovas lo'na bo'izav, v'beged v'dovas lo'na bo'izav, v'ein donim dovas, ein bo'izav, v'dovas yesh bo'izav. You don't learn out from chesh v'efer that has zav. Rav Mari Omar, a different reason why you don't learn Choshen Ve'efod. Why you don't learn Choshen Ve'efod? Why not? Because it's Tasenu Ksiv, Tasenu Zev Le'achar. This din of 28 is Dafka over here by Choshen Ve'efod, Dafka and nowhere else. Rav Ashi Omar, Ve'asisa. It says by the Shulei Hama'il, it's Ve'asisa. It's uniform. So you call Siyasa Shavas. Now think about it. I was waiting for you to ask the Kasha. If it's 28 divided by 3, how do you do that? It'd be 28. How do you do 3 by 3? Hey, chinavit. Tlosa adasara. Three threads of the double of a 10 each. Asara, asara. Have a little tlosa. That's 30. Never trade the tisha, tisha. You do each one 9. So then it's 9. Then it'll be 28. Because two of them 9 is 18. Plus 10 is 28. That's not vasisa. Never trade tisha tisha v'chad asara amakrav asisa. So you call asuyos of shavim. Everything should be uniform. Therefore, we know it can't be learned on choshev because it's 28. It won't stim. So you have to learn on 24, and that's, you know, each chut is kafel shmoina.